and it's and we're off. That's it. Surely, Jim Hume, MSP, Liberal Democrat, health spokesperson.
Perfect. So, these response times for the ambulance service have been published. How much of a concern are they to yourself?
Well, they're obviously very concerning. The Scottish Government, they have a response time target for Category A incidents of 8 minutes. And my Freedom of Information requests have found out that last year there was 2,700 occasions that it was actually 20 minutes, so 2.5 times more than it should be. That's obviously concerning for people with life-threatening incidents.
And like you say, it's a concern for people with life-threatening incidents. When you do take ill and you are in need of an ambulance urgently, you do expect it to turn up within a few minutes, not 30 minutes later.
Well, that's right. It's more than 20 minutes, the figures were for. Category A emergency calls are obviously for such things like cardiac arrests. Every second, every minute, of course, is valuable for those events. And we know that the ambulance service work very hard, but obviously there's something wrong here, so obviously we need the Scottish Government to look at this very seriously. Well, hopefully not. As I said, our ambulance service do a fantastic job, but I mean, it's the government figure, so it's their responsibility to have a real close look at what exactly is going wrong in 2,700 cases, where it's not just missing the 8 minute deadline, but breaking the 20 minute barrier for responding. It's obviously not good enough and very concerning. Well, as I said, we need to find out what's going wrong. What's happening in somewhere like Fraserburgh might be quite different to somewhere in Hawick. It may be different reasons. So that's why we need the government to have a good, close look at what is going wrong in different areas and see if they have to look at different ways of ensuring that their ambulances can get out in time to people that most need it. Well, that may be part of it. You say some of it's rural, but obviously Glasgow and Edinburgh are in the top three of the numbers that are actually breaking the 20-minute barrier there. So it's not just rural, it's in cities too. Glasgow and Edinburgh are two of the worst offenders. So it's not just a case, I don't think, of numbers of ambulances. It may be a case of citing them correctly. But we don't know until we actually study it. That's the point. The government needs to take heed of these figures and react to it.
Now, you mentioned there that Glasgow and Edinburgh were, you know, two of the biggest cities who were breaking the barrier. Is that like one of the concerns then that major cities in Scotland, ambulances aren't able to get to or aren't getting to the most...
Well, to me, that was quite concerning. You can have some understanding for obviously rural areas where there's great miles of long, windy roads, but Glasgow and Edinburgh in the top three of offenders, if you like, obviously very concerning. You would think if you were in the middle of the biggest cities in Scotland that you'd have the biggest chance of getting seen to quicker. Oh, we always get concerns regarding ambulances coming to us, I'm afraid, from all over the area. So that's what encouraged me to do this study. And unfortunately, I found out that, you know, 2,700 occasions last year, it took longer than 20 minutes to come to a Category A incident, where it's essential that you get there as quick as possible and where the government figures their response time targets is 8 minutes.
Perfect, that's great.
All right. No, that's fine. I think I'll...